Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Just signed the Ebony Alert Bill. The law created by Senator Stephen Bradford creates an alert notification system to address the crisis of missing black children and young women. It goes into effect on January 1st.
The what now? The what now? Oh my goodness. Wow. So we have the Ebony Alert Bill has been signed by Gavin Newsom in California to specifically send out alert notices to kidnapped and missing black children. And so the snarky response is, well, when is the ivory alert bill coming, right? When is the alert bill for the... But hear me out on this. That's not the right response. Even though I play the funny song, even though I ask the snarky question, I read more about this bill, and let me tell you what's going on here. This is put together by a black state senator in California, Stephen Bradford, and here's what he said. California is, because you're going to feel just as guilty as I did, because that was my, oh, we're going to have a special alert for black kids. Okay, all right, but hear me out. Here's what he said. California is taking bold and needed action to locate missing black children and black women in California. Our black children and young women are disproportionately represented on the list of missing persons, a disparity which he called heartbreaking and painful. Nearly 4 in 10 missing children in the U.S. are black. 4 in 10. Do you know what the population of the U.S. black children are? Black people are 13%. Means that there are 3 times as many black kids kidnapped every year as the population percentage would sort of justify. Same percentage of sex trafficking victims are black women, 40%, compared to 13% of the population. So there is a unique need here to alert people to kidnapped and missing children in the black community because they suffer the crime far more often. And the Black and Missing Foundation says the misclassification of missing black youth as runaways is part of this issue. Black youth disproportionately labeled this way when compared to lost white youth who are determined to be missing, which mislabeling costs missing black youth crucial media attention and Amber Alert notifications, because if they're classified as a runaway, you don't send out the Amber Alert. And the media doesn't give it as much attention because it's a runaway, right? So vital resources and time. Time is always the key in these cases, right? Vital resources and information are given so that we can bring home missing black children and women in the same way we search for any missing child and missing person. So rather than thinking of this as another version of like wokeism or something, it's really the opposite. I think he's really solving or trying to solve a problem, because what they're saying, and there's a different dimension that he didn't mention or that's not in the article that I was reading about this, is who hears the message, who pays attention to the message, and who goes on heightened alert, right? If you get an alert that says, if you're black, okay, you live in a black area, let's say, not everyone does, but let's say that's true, and you get an alert that says, missing child, oh, okay. If it has a picture and you see it's a black kid, oh, okay. Because you're around black people more. You're more likely to see them. On the other hand, if it comes with Ebony Alert, you can just immediately know, oh, okay, I should pay more attention to this. So it's not like, what we're trying to do is create some racial parity or some equality or something like that, nor is it something that I think you should react to like, well, what are we going to do for the white kids? I mean, we already do a lot for white kids, okay? Let's be honest. So I think this is actually pretty smart. I'm going to be curious to talk to my law enforcement friends about this and what they think about it, but to me, this makes sense given the disproportionate victimization of black youth and the another way to raise the profile of a problem that not just because of the crime, but because of the attention of that crime is not what it should be against, for black people. So my first reaction to this was, what? My second reaction was, oh, I'm in. It's good. Seems to make sense. 614 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Mary Lou Retton. Oh, my God, did you see this story? Mary Lou Retton has some extremely dangerous version of pneumonia. She's been in ICU for a week, can't breathe on her own. Oh, man. Obviously, we hope for the best for her, but, you know, a lot of stories that began like that in and around the pandemic did not end well. And I certainly hope that is not the case for her. But, man, that's just hard to, you know, because, you know, just people you grew up admiring. And, you know, she's 55, I think, 54, something like that. 6:15 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, 6:35 this morning, coming up in 20 minutes. I was chatting because Alex Andrade listens to the show a fair amount. A lot of local elected leaders listen to the show. But Alex listens, and we were chatting after the conversation with Bob Johnson and Chip Simmons and everybody. And he texted me and said, you know, I wonder if we could kind of work on it this way. And I said, oh, that's interesting. I was kind of thinking about it this way. And he said, I'm going to be doing some research and work on drafting a bill today. So we're going to talk to him at 6:35 about what he thinks might be able to be done about panhandling. Is there maybe a way to try to get a grip on panhandling with better legislation in the state of Florida? So we'll find out what he's got in mind there. Right now, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Good news is we're not showing anything that's going to slow you down. It looks like 29, just fine, not showing any problems on I-10, I-110, everything moving in posted speeds and posted directions. The right directions. 850-437-1620. You certainly can text in if you have any traffic tips. We are News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, when I think about an expensive import, you know, a BMW, a Porsche, a Mercedes, a Genesis, a Jaguar, cars you spend a little bit extra to get. You don't have to spend extra to maintain them. Lexus, you know, another good example of that, because you can go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. You know, you might have thought you had to go back to the dealership. And, you know, if that's in town, it's not that far. Might be more. But it's not that far. But if it's in, you know, Destin or Mobile or somewhere else, then that's quite a distance in addition to the price. But again, Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway, they work on those cars all the time. They work on diesel engines all the time. That's not something you have to take back to the dealership if you don't want to, want to save a little bit of money. They work on gas and domestics. I mean, you know, it's not just imports and diesel engines. But all of these things, they're trying to see you for the routine maintenance, like the regular, periodic, check the, you know, health of the car and then prevent the big catastrophic problems so that you don't have to bring it to them broken on a tow truck, right? That's kind of the thing to avoid. Or the, you know, hey, we can fix this little problem, but therefore we don't have to replace the whole transmission. You know, that's kind of the goal at Bobby Likas. So whatever car you might need worked on, whatever level of care you need, you can check them out online at carclinicservice.com or just stop by on Davis Highway. Coming up in just a moment, somebody you didn't see running for Senate in California. I'll tell you that story. I'm Andrew McKay.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you. Daryl Sewing of Pensacola is excited to announce the sale you've been waiting for. It's the Super Saturday Sale going on this Saturday, October 14th. 0% financing on Bernina sewing machines. No interest and equal monthly payments. This financing special is good on qualifying Bernina purchases only. Daryl Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of machines, sergers, and embroidery systems. The Super Saturday Sale is only at Daryl Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Taxes are too high. Spending is too high. Why did Matt Gaetz join Nancy Pelosi, AOC, and over 200 Democrats in killing the Republican plan to cut Washington spending and strengthen the border? Because Matt Gaetz would rather promote himself than protect taxpayers from runaway government spending. Conservative Republicans had a deal to cut spending by 8% and restore Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. The plan would have protected taxpayers and our borders. But Matt Gaetz killed it. Matt Gaetz spends too much time chasing TV cameras and not enough time working together with conservatives to rein in Washington spending. Call Matt Gaetz at 850-479-1183 and tell him to stop voting with Democrats and start siding with Florida taxpayers. Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform. Learn more. Visit atr.org/cutspending.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I don't believe what I'm seeing. Where you've been all your lives? At an orgy? Listening to Mick Jagger music and bad-mouthing your country, I'll bet.
I have a picture pinned to my wall. An image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love at it all.
Garvey just teed off on a fastball by Bill Gullickson.
Steve Garvey, a legendary first baseman for the LA Dodgers and San Diego Padres. For years, there's been speculation about whether he'd run for office. He used to be called senator. There has been speculation for the last few months on whether he actually will run for the U.S. Senate. Steve Garvey is here with us to make a big announcement.
Good
Steve,
to see you again.
Good to see you. Welcome back to The Issue Is. So, Steve Garvey, are you running for U.S. Senate?
Well, it's been the worst kept secret, I think. Not only California, but around the country. You know, over the years, like you said, people call me senator, and I've been approached really from both sides of the aisle about thinking about running. And it was never quite the right time. And I've had this wonderful, blessed life and been able to accomplish a lot of things.
Your next senator from the great state of California, number 6 at first base for the Los Angeles Dodgers, or the San Diego Padres, later in his career, Steve Garvey. Holy smokes, man. I was watching an interview with him yesterday talking about this. This would be to fill the slot created by, you know, Dianne Feinstein's passing. So, you know, 272 lifetime home runs, 294 career batting average, 19 years, 14 with the Dodgers and 5 with the Padres, 2,600 hits. Okay, man. Okay. And the biggest forearms in history. he was a hero of mine growing up a Tigers fan back in the 70s and the 80s. But
I've always said the two most important days of our life are the day we're born and the day we realize why. And I think by the mid-70s, I realized that I could make a difference in life, and this is what God had for me.
Yeah, and he just says, look, people have been asking, and I'm doing it.
And I started hearing things like from a Giant fan, you know, Garb, I hate the Dodgers, but I'll vote for you.
Or and that's when you knew?
Or Democrats coming up and saying, you know, I hate the Republicans, but Garb, I think you can represent us. We know who you are. And I said, you mean you know I'll go to bat for you every day? And they said, yes. So I'm declaring a run for the next electable U.S. Senate and to be California's next U.S. Senator a year from now.
How can somebody be so casual at the terrible puns and you don't even mind. You're just like, oh, that's great. They called him Senator was his nickname back in the day. I didn't know that. So, yeah, exactly, right? And people know that he says that people know that he'll do his best and stand for what he believes in. And I love this line. Some of these are canned lines, okay? He said these before, but I don't mind. They're good lines.
And I always say I never took the field for Democrats or Republicans or independents, but for all the fans, and I'm running for all the people.
I'm running for all the people. But to be clear.
But to be clear, you are running as a Republican, right?
Well, there's an R next to my name, and I shop at Brooks Brothers once in a while. But it's really people say, what kind of campaign? It's a Steve Garvey campaign for all the people.
I shop at Brooks Brothers once in a while.
I think people have been waiting for somebody that they know. People will know what I stand for. And that's a building a consensus, a coalition. People ask me, what would I do the first day, in the Senate? Well, I'd put on this suit and I would start to talk to each individual senator and to get to know them and to start building a coalition that's about we instead of the division that's in Washington now. Let's get back to the fundamentals of this country.
Look, I don't know anything about Steve Garvey's politics. I don't know him other than as a child. He was an icon. There's been a lot of issues in his life. And so this is not an endorsement. I just thought as a kid who loved baseball growing up, like, oh, and he's going to run for just the one term. I think he's 74. He only talked about running for one term. I mean, he's almost old enough to be president, but he doesn't want that job. I thought my favorite thing, this caught me off guard because this was the kind of thing like, you don't ever hear people say this out loud, but I thought this was a powerful comment, okay? Because it's California, right?
I think back in the 70s and 80s, California was the heartbeat of America. And now it's just a murmur. It's got this potential to be the greatest state in the union. But we, the people, need to stand up again.
I'm going to save California. Like, that's not a message you hear very often, but I talk about a message that people in California might hear given the exodus, the price, the all the things, okay? So just, stay tuned. There's about a dozen people that are already in this race. It's not going to be clean, and there's a lot of between here and there, but I thought that was an interesting story. And Candy, what were you telling me in the break? Do something that's not going to make me cry this morning. So did I get you something that's at least not going to make you cry too much?
Yeah, the only thing I know about Steve Garvey is he was one of the baseball cards on Mask where he was trading, like, you took my Steve Garvey, but I have another Steve Garvey, so
that's
I know
right.
He's famous. That's good. He sounds
this
like a great guy.
This may be the opportunity for me to put an exclamation on a wonderful life, to be able to do the 6 years of being a senator and to be able to make a difference in the lives of people.
So, like I said, we'll see. All right, Candy's got traffic on the fives. I didn't tell you the time. It's time
for traffic. No. I know. We're looking at other stuff.
I got you.
Okay. Roads are fine for the most part. We're not showing any slowdowns or delays. 29 accident free. Not showing any problems on I-10, I-110. Looks like Garcon Point doing just fine. Not showing any issues there. If you have traffic tips, you can text 437-1620. I made out with Dave Righetti once. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So you're 70s baseball superstar adjacent. Adjacent.
Oh, adjacent, yes.
Yeah. I know where that question comes from too. Hey, if you ever go into a store and, this is sort of back in the day, in the 70s, maybe when Steve Garvey was fine. You would have walked into a store thinking, I'm going to ask this person about the furniture, and they're going to give me an expert opinion because surely the furniture person is an expert in furniture. And then over time, you discover that the person in the furniture store may not be an expert in furniture. In fact, nowadays, you just assume you know more, right, than they do. Same in hardware. You used to go to the hardware store expecting the expert, and now you go, hoping maybe you can find somebody who knows something more than YouTube, right? I'll tell you what, you go to Pensacola Hardware, they'll know. I mean, that really is the kind of place. Like, they are the experts. They will tell you what the truth is. They will help you understand the problem, how to solve it, Probably not the way you were going to solve it, but in an even better way, because they know, and they'll tell you if that's the case. Or if they'll tell you what you're going to do is great, they'll tell you, no problem. But, you know, they'll know the codes if it's a thing that involves that. They'll know how to install it. You know, whatever the case may be, they know, because they've been doing this for forever. The institutional knowledge, the legacy there is just amazing. Since 1851, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida, they have been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since before the Civil War, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. 628 on News Radio 92.3, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
An American journalist that was detained in Russia will remain in jail through at least November. Evan Gershevich lost an appeal to be released from the Moscow jail on espionage charges. The Wall Street Journal reporter has been detained now since March. Another earthquake hit Afghanistan early yesterday, just days after the two large earthquakes in the same region killed more than 2,000 people there. The new 6.3 magnitude quake hit just before dawn on Wednesday near Herat. And NASA about to launch a spacecraft on a six-year mission to an asteroid that seems to be largely made out of metal rather than rock or ice or gas. The spacecraft will launch on Thursday morning from the Kennedy Space Center and should start sending images back by August of 2029.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, the texts we're getting in here on Steve Garvey are funny. I had the biggest crush on him back in the day. Awesome first baseman. Yeah. Somebody else says, Popeye, the best first baseman ever. He did. He had, you know, forearms that were the size of, like, both of my thighs put together. Like, you know, just super strong guy. Anyway, again, who knows? I don't know. He's definitely, you know, he's definitely going to have that kind of star power, you know, name recognition. I mean, everybody in California is going to know who Steve Garvey was. So, you know, whether that translates into electability, who knows? You know, it did work for a former president, just saying. A little bit of name recognition doesn't hurt a person. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Alex Andrade, our state representative for District 2, about his maybe effort to rein in panhandling. We'll see what he's got in mind. Coming up next, after David and after Fox News.
I'm Chris Foster. The Israeli military reports hitting more than 2,000 targets in the Gaza Strip since the start of Hamas attacks Saturday.
Israeli artillery units are working. You can hear that boom behind me. They're trying to clear a path for what is expected to be a massive ground invasion. These artillery units working from this side, Israeli Navy working from the other, and the Air Force striking targets overnight in a variety of neighborhoods in the northern and eastern part of the Gaza Strip.
Fox's Trey Yingst. Electricity in Gaza expected to run out within hours. House Republicans plan a vote today on a candidate for House Speaker.
Steve Scalise, the majority leader, and the Ohio Republican Jim Jordan, they are making their pitches to their Republican colleagues. But it's unclear who will emerge as the GOP's Speaker nominee. Republicans may not go to the floor until it's clear someone has the votes nailed down.
Fox's Chad Pergam at the Capitol. Some Republicans want to vote on bringing Kevin McCarthy back as Speaker. He was voted out last week. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's 68 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies in Pensacola this morning. Despite what he calls social media misinformation, Mayor D.C. Reeves says the city of Pensacola has no plans to sell off Bay Bluffs Park.
And I mean, there's a lot of fallacies with that notion, including even for us to sell any city property, I mean, it's going to have to go to council. I mean, so, I mean, there's no unilateral way for me or the next mayor to ever, you know, just make that kind of decision without some council action.
During yesterday's news conference, Mayor Reeves said he will meet next week with Conservation Florida in an effort to preserve that park and find funding options for restoring it. Late last month, the city announced the park would remain closed indefinitely due to structural issues. It's been closed now since May. Santa Rosa County investigators say a Milton man is in jail with no bond, accused of molesting a child. 33-year-old Christopher Hyman was booked into the Santa Rosa County jail Monday after alleged incidents were reported back in July. According to his arrest report, the alleged victim tells investigators they happened over a 5 to 6 month period. The warrant was issued after Hyman was interviewed by investigators last month. FHP confirming a 2-year-old boy that was ejected from a car on Highway 98 last week has now died. That crash happened October 4th on 98 near Fairfield Drive. At the time, investigators said a black Buick didn't yield the right-of-way, collided with a red Ford. The 2-year-old boy, as well as an infant in the Buick, were ejected during the crash. FHP Lieutenant Jason King said the investigation continues, and they're still working to determine whether the child safety seat and booster seat were used or if they were used properly. Governor DeSantis asking for increased sanctions against Iran after the attacks on Israel by Hamas.
I hope the federal government follows suit and gets rid of this delusion that you can somehow play footsie with the Iranian mullahs. Put them in their place. Do not let them get any money flowing into their coffers, because you know that that's going to turn around and be used to fund terrorism.
And the governor announced yesterday he's introducing a proposal for the next legislative session, which would crack down on Hamas and block Iranian businesses from operating in Florida. They would include restrictions in several sectors: financial, construction, manufacturing, textile, technology. He also wants to ban state investment in any Iranian companies. Senator Marco Rubio wants to know how we plan to take care of military members that end up with side effects from the COVID vaccine. Rubio and some colleagues sent a letter yesterday to Veterans Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough. Rubio says if we're going to require service members to be vaccinated, we have to be aware there could be unintended side effects. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
This is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer in Pensacola that Dave Ramsey recommends, and Andrew McKay for that matter. As we take a look over by Frontier Motors, not showing any problems on Beverly or Brent. Looks like everything's fine on Mission. That's the one road that changes the name. 29 to also I-10, I-110. Airport not showing any delays. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We can expect a walk out of a day today. Plenty of showers around the region. Temperatures because of the rain topping out near 75 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 61. As you go into Thursday, can't rule out some stray showers. 50% chance of rain. High near 81 degrees. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 70. We'll have that low rain chance through our Friday as well. 50% chance of rain with a high near 84. Low Friday night near 70 degrees. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, it's 68 in Pensacola, 70 in Gulf Breeze, and 66 in Milton. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The UAW strike against Detroit's Big Three continues to hit production at the automakers, leading Ford, GM, and Stellantis to lay off more workers this week. GM on Monday announced additional layoffs of nearly 200 workers. Stellantis cut 570, Ford laid off 70 as the limited strike entered its fourth week. Total strike-related layoffs have now reached about 2,300 at GM, which has been hardest hit by the strike. Ford has laid off a total of 1,865 workers since the strike began. Stellantis has laid off 640. 23andMe says the profile information of some customers was accessed without permission by a third party. The human genetics company says there was no indication of a data security incident in its systems. 23andMe also said there wasn't anything to suggest it was the source of the credentials used in the cyber attack. 23andMe says it's working to mitigate the impact of the incident. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more today at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
Shootings, beatings, those who attack. Indictments, incitement, fiction or fact. Zelensky, Putin, Ukraine fighting back. The border, the migrants, the policies we lack. Keeping you connected to Northwest Florida and the world. When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
I'm not familiar. I'd have to look at their solicitation ordinance. As you know, I say this when this comes up all the time, there isn't a mayor in this United States of America that has figured out the perfect solution, because if they did, we'd all be doing it. If there was a clear solution, obviously, again, everybody would be entertaining it.
But we are not aware, again, of any ordinance throughout the state of Florida that will prohibit panhandling. If it's content-based.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Where it's just, you can't do it, but you can do it. Those are problematic for us. And again, I think that if someone were to say that we're just not enforcing an ordinance, the only reason we would not enforce an ordinance is because it's unconstitutional. And it would cause the taxpayers of Escambia County lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit.
So this has suddenly become a pretty big conversation. I mean, it's been simmering, okay? I think that a lot of people are, I know that a lot of people are very frustrated about panhandling, trash, debris, being accosted and harassed and irritated by panhandlers in Escambia County. Why is it not better than it is in Santa Rosa County? Of course, we talked with Sheriff Johnson about this on Monday. He said there's an ordinance they enforce. I looked at that ordinance. In Escambia County, Chip Simmons says there's no magic ordinance, and anything that works is probably unconstitutional. And I was having this conversation earlier, and Alex Andrade, our state representative, and I were kind of texting back and forth about this. So let's bring him into the conversation now. State Representative District 2, that's all the waterfront in Escambia and Santa Rosa County, the southern waterfront in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. Alex, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir. It's been a second.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good, good. Great to have you. So you and I were kind of texting back and forth, and the thing that I said was people are frustrated. The political will to solve this problem is clearly there. The law enforcement will to solve this problem is there. The politicians reflecting the will of the people want to solve this problem. The problem is we have lawsuits and First Amendment precedent that seem to make it difficult. So how do we solve this problem? You have any ideas?
Well, first and foremost, I'll say that I don't know everything, right? Like no one is a master of everything. But what I'm planning on doing is a little bit more research and a little bit of drafting, and I intend to sponsor a bill this year to try and take this on. In Florida already, we regulate charities. Florida statute 496.404 defines, charities and solicitations, and, requires that charities register with the state before they solicit funds from Floridians. I think it might be as simple as expanding that to make sure that everyone understands, you know, that panhandling is essentially, it's an act of commerce, the same way any kind of charitable activity is an act of commerce. And it's able to be regulated by the state. And I think, you know, if you do it without the proper licensure, you can be criminally charged and prosecuted the same way as anybody else can. So I'll be working on that this year, and hopefully that helps, you know, settle some constitutional issues or questions that people might have.
Yeah, no, it's a really interesting point because, you know, one of the things that Sheriff Simmons pointed out to me in the Santa Rosa ordinance was that there's an exemption for, we knew, you know, political organizations, for, you know, food delivery service workers, that kind of stuff. But there's also an exemption for charitable solicitation. But what you're saying is, yeah, but even when it comes to charitable solicitation, which, of course, it's charitable to me, right? Like, if I'm the person on the corner with a sign asking you for money, I'm asking for the charity of one. But still, that might fall into that other umbrella if we can expand that umbrella to cover. It's one thing to say the First Amendment protects you to stand on the side of the road and have your sign and make your comment. But once you start engaging in the transfer of money, even if it's not in exchange for a product or service, that's potentially, you know, regulatable behavior, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And the Santa Rosa ordinance, I mean, I haven't looked at it too closely. I know that, you know, some folks have tried to use it on me when I'm door knocking during a campaign or something, and I have to remind them it's political activity, and I can absolutely, you know, door knock in your HOA, I promise. But, you know, as far as you know, that ordinance goes, the exception for charity wouldn't conflict with what I'm talking about because the state regulates charitable organizations. So I have no doubt Santa Rosa County would say if you're not licensed as a charity, you're not engaging in charitable solicitations that are allowed on our right-of-way. So whether or not, you know, that would pass constitutional muster, I still got to do a little bit of research on. But no, I think that just bringing this in, you know, a panhandler is selling guilt. They're selling somebody a peace of mind of feeling like they're doing something charitable. And, you know, there's a huge chasm and distinction between our homeless population and our panhandler population. And that distinction, I think, is not lost on the majority of people who've looked at this issue closely. But yeah, I mean, if you're engaging in commerce, if you're soliciting funds from people you don't know, you're engaging in commerce, and consumers deserve to be protected from aggressive or fraudulent or deceitful practices.
Interesting. We're going to come back to this in just a second. We're talking to State Representative Alex Andrade about a bill he's working on drafting to change the way we think about and the way we deal legally with the problem of panhandling. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And not showing any slowdowns or delays right now. Actually, the front gate of Pensacola NAS is backed up past Sunset, and we do see an accident now. It's Fairfield and Palafox showing a possible roadblock this morning. So use caution there, and certainly wherever you are. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Alex Andrade, our state representative. Let me just say this, Alex. If you manage to be the guy that solves panhandling, you can run for any office in the state and win. even just the honest try, you know, might get you a long way. But I wonder also, because I like the approach you're talking about. I mean, it makes sense to me that you might be able to bring this in under the already existing police power of regulating, you know, charitable solicitation. I was also wondering, you made a comment about how you're selling guilt. I think there's an argument to be made that panhandlers are actually engaging in some kind of a theatrical performance for which they're soliciting tips. That, you know, somebody playing a guitar on Palafox. I mean, you know, it sounds a weird way to say it, but, you know, somebody who's playing guitar on Palafox and you're, you know, busking is something that, you know, certainly could be regulated if we want to. And it may be. I don't know the law related to that. But somebody who's on a street corner with a, you know, very pathetic looking attire and maybe a dog or maybe a child and a sad sign is engaging in a certain kind of performance. It might be an honest performance. It might be a dishonest performance. I don't know. But they're engaging in a performance and asking you to tip them for that performance to, as you said, assuage your guilt. Would that be a possible vector of attacking this problem, of thinking of it as an entertainment transaction?
No, I mean, you bring up a good point. I mean, buskers also, I mean, a lot of times people see a lot of cultural value in that. There's a cultural aspect of that that I think is beneficial to a community. You know, but at the same time, my only concern there is, like, you're delving in a little bit towards content regulation, which, you know, my red flags go up on, like,
sure,
content restrictions. Just because, like, who am I to say what is a good or bad performance? So like in that regard, it's I think it's possible. I mean, like, you can absolutely require licenses for people to, to for buskers to operate on a right of way. But, you know, in just how far you can go with that one, I don't know. I'd have to look into that. But, no, that's a good idea, too.
And yeah, I think it's probably a less good idea than the one that you had, which I'm glad to have that be the case. I think that approach would look more toward normalizing panhandling as entertainment, you know, the way we're talking about it, rather than I like the approach you're saying of, you know, if you made it as charitable solicitation, you know, it might have more of an effect of simply deterring it or discouraging it because they're not going to be willing to go through that process. But, you know, we'll see. I also wanted to ask you, you had brought up a bill about schools and allowing municipalities basically to, create a charter? It's not create a school district. It's to basically acquire a public school into a charter or ask for that permission, right?
Yeah, so in Florida law right now, a city can create a charter school. They're allowed to create one from scratch, but for whatever reason, in that first paragraph that allows a city to create a charter school from scratch, the very next paragraph in Florida law cuts municipalities out of the list of people that can apply to convert a existing government-run public school to a charter school. I thought that was kind of a ridiculous distinction to make. And I also thought it was somewhat silly that we still kind of gave this historical nod to teachers unions by saying, in addition to parents, the majority of parents at a school voting to approve conversion, we also needed the majority of teachers to approve conversion. So the bill essentially says if you're a city and you want to apply to convert a public school to a charter and commit your own resources and attention to help, you know, try and, you know, support that school, you should be allowed to. And I think the parents are the only ones that should really have a say in that direction. So I'm excited for that bill. I got a Senate sponsor, you know, who should be filing that pretty soon. And I'm pretty excited to get to work on that one.
Interesting. I know the mayor yesterday, Mayor Reeves yesterday said that, you know, he's not going too far down the path of entertaining what that would mean for the city of Pensacola. But he said, look, my job as the mayor is to always look out for everybody, including our kids. And if this turns out to be a better way to provide for our kids, then, you know, I'm interested in finding out more for sure. Last thing is we were just talking before we got on the air, and you said not only are you working on this bill for panhandling control, but you're also working on a bill for dun 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 Ticketmaster.
Yes, and while I'm not a Swiftie, I am a big fan of Zach Bryan. Zach Bryan did an album last November called All My Homies Hate Ticketmaster, and I bought the T-shirt for that album because I was such a fan. But for Ticketmaster right now, the issue is we have public venues that accept public funds. They have these exclusive contracts with Live Nation, Ticketmaster's parent company, to only use Ticketmaster as their platform. I think if you're a performer like Taylor Swift or Zach Bryan, you have a platform yourself to sell tickets, you shouldn't be forced by that venue to sell your tickets on Ticketmaster if you want to contract with that venue to use a different platform. Also, one big issue right now that no one is talking about is venues and artists are holding back, you know, sometimes 20 or 30% of all tickets from the initial distribution of tickets, and they're selling them directly on the secondary market at a marked-up rate. I think that's where you get a lot of bots involved. You know, you have click farms involved. So those tickets are never actually sold for a first time to a human being at face value. So part of the bill says that venue also is not allowed to sell a ticket at anything other than the listed face value price, and that all tickets at least once have to be sold to an individual human being at face value. So I think that'll go a long way towards kind of addressing the problem with what we're seeing with Ticketmaster right now. And at the same time, not interfere too much with people's operations.
So it's a sort of an antitrust sort of theme there is, you know, anti-monopoly theme on the front end. And then, as you said, on the requirement to sell the tickets at the retail price if you're a venue, that you don't get to engage in that kind of artificial market manipulation. No, I like it. And this is why, you know, I know lawyers get a bad rap, especially when they become politicians. And all these congressmen and the state representatives, they're all lawyers. I like having a lawyer in the house because I know you're going to find the angle of attack that works and that will pass the legal test and won't get just struck down because it was a good idea, but an illegal one. So I always appreciate that mind you bring to it. Alex Andrade, our state representative for District 2. Very interesting. I'll look forward to the verbiage on the panhandling bill particularly, but thanks for joining us this morning. I appreciate it, sir.
Thanks, guys.
You bet. 6:53 here on News Radio 92.3. Man, Alex might fix Ticketmaster. He might fix, gotta say might fix panhandling. Might bring an improvement to at least municipalized schools. Oh, fascinating. I'm Andrew McKay.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Friday morning at 10:30, join Santa Rosa Animal Services on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every life is precious and that every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back, adopting or fostering a furry friend. Discover the resources you need to make your community a better place for pets. That's Friday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
National average for a gallon of gas continues to drop pretty rapidly. 366 is the national average, 341 in Florida. Mississippi has 312, California's 573, and Navarre, 306 east of the Walmart, 307 west of the Walmart, 304 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge, 329 in proper. Come on, Gulf Breeze, get a hint. Prices are dropping. 308 at the CEFCO in Milton, same at the Pea Ridge Murphy, 309 at the, is that the Circle K in Pace? I think that's right, yeah, Circle K. If you get over into Pensacola, 289 at Walmart on 9 Mile, 293 in front of the Walmart at the Murphy on US 29. Coming in from the southwest side, looks like 309 at the Navy Murphy. Let's see, 657 News Radio 92.3, Candy has traffic for us. Candy?
All right, and not showing any slowdowns or delays except for this accident. It's Fairfield and Palafox, and it is backed up. It looks like it's blocked westbound on Fairfield, backed up. Almost 110 this morning. So caution there. Certainly caution wherever you are. The front gate of Pensacola NAS is backed up as well past sunset. 437-1620. If you have any traffic tips, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Israeli troops are massing at the Gaza border as they strike back after those attacks by Hamas militants. Israel has ordered what Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calls a complete siege of the Gaza Strip, President Biden asking Netanyahu to minimize civilian casualties. House Republicans are scheduled to vote on a new speaker today. The top candidates for the job are Steve Scalise of Louisiana and Jim Jordan of Ohio. Lawmakers are still not sure whether either Scalise or Jordan can come up with the required votes. And sad news, you remember earlier this week or maybe last week we talked about the 104-year-old woman that set a skydiving world record?
Yes.
She has passed away. Apparently, it was Monday. She passed away in her sleep, setting that record, though, just last week after landing on the ground after a skydive at 104 years old.
So she skydives successfully, which she picked up at 100. She started skydiving at 100. She's been doing it for 4 years. She skydives successfully, goes home, takes a nap, and
passes away. Yep, right, this week.
You know, a life well lived, I'd say.
Absolutely.
David, thanks so much for the update. 6:58 on News Radio 92.3. Time for?
I'm going to let Jake fill in for me future news.
Oh, all right. Jake's going to answer my questions? All right, I like this. Training Jake. Outstanding. All right, so first question. Do you think Alex's bill, will he get a bill filed on panhandling? Will it solve the problem?
It's doubtful for me because I fear that nothing can get done, but hopefully, I'm praying.
So I am going to bet with you in terms of likelihood, but my heart says yes. My heart says yes. Will he solve Ticketmaster?
Yes.
Yeah, that looks pretty good, quite frankly. Will Steve Garvey win the Senate seat in California, now vacated by Dianne Feinstein in a field of dozens?
Yes.
Oh, no. I'm going to say no. All right. And who will get Speaker of the House today? Scalise, Jordan, or somebody else?
Scalise.
Yeah, I think Scalise.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.